Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. How many times have you been upset in your lifetime? Just think about it. How many times did you get upset and then later maybe regret it? Maybe later thinking like, gosh, I shouldn't have been feeling that way. Maybe I should have mastered my mind and mastered my emotions. Maybe I need to think about this. Well, listen, I'm not big on shoulds, okay? But I'm big on change. I'm big on transformation. I'm big on helping you to up-level your life. And listen, if you're wearing your emotions on your sleeve, if you are a person that's creating a lot of drama in your life, or you maybe know somebody that's creating a lot of drama in your life or somebody else's life, this is a wonderful show for you because we're going to be talking about some technologies that you can actually use to start to master your mind, master your emotions. You know, emotions are over our actions. So, you know, actually, if you feel good, you're going to do better things, right? Actions are over our results. Results are over our destiny. But it all starts with consciousness, awareness, what you're focusing on. And of course, if you are being mindful, then you're gonna master these emotions that may be in your mind for quite a while. I have a very special guest today, and I can hardly wait to get to her. So I'm going to take a quick break, and we are going to be back, and we're going to be talking about you and how you can really change and have more peace, calmness, and joy in your life.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $297. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $297. Plus, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $297 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Well, hello, welcome, everybody. Again, I have my very special guest, Nicole Gibson, today is on the show. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ken. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. For those of you that don't know Nicole, she's an acclaimed and award-winning social entrepreneur, leading the global Love Out Loud movement. I love that, Love Out Loud. She's also creator of the upcoming In Truth Technologies app to help individuals regulate their emotions, and venturing into Silicon Valley with pioneering biotechnologies and have made significant impacts in health. She's also the author of a book we're going to discuss today, Legacy Disorder, and so much more. Man, I was on your website this morning looking at you and looking at what you're doing. I was really impressed, Nicole. So I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Ken. Looking forward to getting into it. Great introduction.
Well, listen, you know, let's just go down the emotional piece first, you know, and then we'll get to the book. But, you know, I'm really excited that there's a technology coming out that people can kind of look at, understand their emotions, and because emotions are driving in everything, right? Negative emotions, positive emotions, you know, or some people are all over the board. I know I was when I first started this journey. So it's really important to be able to master these emotions. What do you got going with that piece, and how did you get involved with this?
Yeah. So let's like set maybe a bit of a context first. Emotions statistically drive at a minimum about 85% of our decision making. So you sort of touched on this in your introduction, but I think it's really worth an emphasis that our behavior is highly, highly emotional. And I think humans have this trap that we fall into where we think that we're rational. And in a culture that has kind of taught us, I think, for the most part, to hide our emotions, especially less favorable emotions, we're kind of always at the mercy of, you know, the shadow that is these feelings that we're not willing to acknowledge. And how they actually influence us day to day. And so as a very, very young entrepreneur, I started my journey of entrepreneurship, founding a nonprofit in Australia when I was 18 years old. Even back then, I was seeking to solve the same problem. And the problem that I really identified was emotional incapacity, this incapacity and unwillingness to actually be with the full spectrum of our emotional experience. And I was working in the field at the time of mental health, and I could see that we could do kind of all, we could put all of the funding we like into things like clinical intervention. 97 cents of every dollar federally was being spent on crisis intervention at that time in mental health. And until we really address this intrinsic relationship we have with our emotional state, so much of our individual and also our collective potential is not going to be reached. So over time, really, I was just seeking to solve this problem more and more effectively, in a more and more nuanced way, and ultimately in a more scalable way. And that's eventually what led me to the crazy idea that, you know, maybe we could actually develop a wearable technology that measures emotion. And lo and behold, you know, 2 years into that journey, we have achieved the unachievable, so to speak.
Well, I love that. And, you know, when you're talking about the shadow side of emotions, I think, you know, for many, they're trying to control their emotions with maybe with alcohol, maybe with drugs, maybe with overeating. You know, they have these emotions. They don't know how to work with their emotions. So therefore, they try to fix it and try to get this calmness in their life, but it doesn't work.
Totally, yeah. I think again, like these are compensation behaviors come from a desire to escape ourselves, and all of us, I think, in the modern world, are addicts of some kind. You know, I sort of define addiction as an, again, like an incapacity to be present with ourselves in any moment and wanting to grasp and externalize, you know, that experience, and yet true mastery, to have true agency and to be completely sovereign, which again is no, it's not for the faint-hearted, that journey. But I think it's completely achievable with commitment. And I think technologies like InTruth will support this journey and accelerate this journey for many. It is totally possible to have back your ability to truly respond and not react to life. And this is where we can become the masters of our destiny.
Well, it's a cause that is so important to so many right now. And, you know, like you said, I think you said it was 80% or whatever, 90% of, you know, all behavior is driven by emotion. And, you know, from a child, I remember looking at business owners that I admired. And the ones that I really admired were creating a lot of wealth, but they also were masters of their emotion. They really were. They were calm. They're making decisions under a place of calmness. And as I grew older and went to work for some of these folks, I really strove to be that person, to be the master of my emotions, which I've accomplished over the years. But it took everything. And I tell you what, if I had a technology that would help me to remember where I am or what state I am, that would have been very, very beneficial. So how far along is the technology, and can you describe it a little bit for us?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're doing alpha testing at the moment. So the technology is at a place where we're at about a 90% accuracy on what's called wearable PPG. So a wearable sensor, PPG sensor that tracks heart rate variability is the data input that feeds our machine learning model, which tracks the emotional state. Basically, we're at a 90% accuracy against a clinical grade EEG reading, which is, you know, if we actually had a clinical context with a full headset, that's the highest level of accuracy you can get for valence and arousal, which is the two data points which contribute to emotional state or a reading of emotional state. We've managed to get that almost that same level of accuracy through a wearable device, which is quite an achievement. One of the biggest things that we were told and that I was told as the founder of the company over the course of our journey is, you know, you can't track emotion because it's something that's entirely subjective. And what's really been fascinating about the journey so far is that we have learned unequivocally that emotion is actually the involuntary, like the precognizant reaction we have to stimulus, that stimulus being our external environment or our thoughts. It happens in 0.2 of a second. So this is actually far more objective than we, I think culturally. And this also explains why we're so at the mercy of our emotions a lot of the time, because we can't, once we've rationalized that emotional reaction, it's already become a feeling, you know, or a mood. When we've when we've subscribed that that meaning to it, that's when you know, it's already affected us. But what this technology is allowing us to do is have a visibility. So it can actually be something that we're cognizant to. We can track it against what we're doing in a day and actually see the emotional patterns that are governing our life, which will allow for intervention to occur in a much more nuanced way.
Very good. You know, so something happens and my girlfriend leaves me and now I'm having this sadness and now I put on the love song, the radio, and I'm listening to sad songs and they're getting sadder. Yeah. And now I'm looking at why everything's wrong in the world. So it's going to track that. And will it tell me, will it give solution at all? You know, or just a name, it's like name that tune when you feel that emotion, this is where you are. Will it be able to track sadness or happy or how is it working there?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be tracking the emotion. It's also going to be tracking what's happening for you physiologically. So it's going to be telling you exactly what your breath rate is when you're in that emotional state, what your heart rate's doing, how much tension there is in your body, things like this. And then with the combination of artificial intelligence, the intent is basically to train it on all that is, say for you, Ken, all that you're doing in a day, focusing on in a day, how that tracks against the emotional state and these physiological responses. And so eventually you can interface with that AI that is in our app and say, okay, I want to be in a state of centeredness today. Maybe that's because you have a lot of important decisions to make. And it will be able to give very personalized recommendations. I think part of the problem with wellness tech right now is it's quite general. It's like, okay, you can see if your heart rate variability is low and you're in a sympathetic state, but a recommendation might be, we'll do some parasympathetic breathing. Whereas this is really going to be personalized to, these are the exact things that you do throughout your day. And this is exactly what's happening in your body physiologically as it relates to this desired emotional state. So it's really less about what we think as a team and a company, and more about a mirror of you. And I think that's where health in general is going to move. The health sector is about to go through a massive renaissance from symptom-based intervention to personalized health. And I really, you know, feel we are on the leading edge of that in the emotional mental health space.
Yeah. Listen, I got to take a break. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit about what ideal emotional states might be for an individual and how much fluctuation in individuals there are for quote ideal states. So I'll be right back and we'll talk about that.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
This right here is confidence in a bottle.
Makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home. 4 minutes, 34 seconds, completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I'm talking to Nicole Gibson today. She's a social entrepreneur, I'm going to call her. I think inventor and genius in her own right. All right, Nicole. So ideal states of emotion, and you know, who determines that? Does AI determine that? Do we determine that? Does some app determine that? What is that?
This is such a relevant and important question, and it's also it's not a linear answer that I can give you. So there's many different philosophies to understand what, say, an ideal or optimal state is. And there are some fundamentals that are agreed on. So I think maybe that's a really good place to begin. There's a general consensus in people that work in neuroscience and optimizing our physiology and our, you know, mental, physical well-being, that it's important to be to have a baseline that is parasympathetic, so to be in a relaxed state. And what's really interesting about this in an emotional context is if you're in an extreme state of excitement or overjoy, you're actually highly stressed in your system. So it's not just negative emotions that put us in a highly aroused state, like anger, like rage, like jealousy. It's also positive emotions that can peak our stress. But the other really important thing to know here as well is eliminating all stress is also not optimal or ideal. We need a little bit of stress, you know, enough stress that basically pushes us outside our zone of comfortability, but doesn't push us into a zone of kind of critical stress, which will eventually lead to burnout. So being in this kind of growth zone just enough throughout our day really is optimal if your ambition is to be in a peak state, mentally, emotionally, physically. One of the things that we've deliberated a lot as a team is how do we calculate a 0-0 state? You know, what is emotionally centered state? So you can think about it from the perspective of what is the global mean average? That's one way of trying to get an objective truth. Another way is to look at what your patterns are over the course of weeks and actually look at where your center currently lies. The interesting thing about doing it like this though, and one of the challenges about doing it like this, calculating it like this, is the research also shows that the majority of the Western world is in a dysregulated state. So if we're using your personal data to determine center, it's not necessarily an optimal way of calculating center. So as we progress and our data set improves and increases over time, really we're going to be looking at a bunch of these different ways of calculating sensor, and this is going to come down to testing. So it's not going to be our personal opinion. It's going to be basically dissecting the data over time and marrying these different ways of calculating a 0-0 state and testing to see what actually is optimal over the course of, you know, years to come.
That's a big question, because I think I guess the danger is that we all of a sudden have the global mean average as the average for everybody, quote. And, yeah. You know, I would think, you know, I'm an athlete, and, you know, to 30-year meditator. I've done a lot of work. I'm, you know, coach. This is my whole field. So I think that, you know, my emotional states might be where I am might be a lot different than somebody that's just doesn't work out. They're sitting at home. They're watching TV. They're, you know, doing the 9-to-5 thing. You know, so it's different. We're all so different. You know, not that I'm better or worse. You know, but we're all so different. Mm-hmm. So I think that's an issue that you probably looked at deeply with.
Yeah, and exactly. Yeah, and also, like, you know, emotion, I believe, is energy in motion. It's our frequency, right? So it's really less about seeing it as good or bad, negative or positive, and more about understanding that each frequency has the ability and the capacity to sort of manifest different things. And so really understanding what you're wanting to create in your life, like a big part of our mission with technology like InTruth, and I'm sure it will be the first of many our company will create, is really about helping the individual realize that you are creating your reality. You know, the thoughts that you think, the feelings that you feel, where you place your attention, where you vibrate via your emotional state, all of this contributes to your experience of reality. And even in our user interface, we've been very, very mindful to not design the user experience in a way that favors one emotion over another emotion. So I think part of the reason we've come to this kind of collective mess, if you will, where people have this really kind of destructive relationship with emotion, where constantly pursuing happiness, gratitude, joy, and trying to reject anxiety, stress, and fear. And of course, whatever you resist persists. You know, we kind of believe it's more about embracing the wholeness of the human experience, regaining a sense of agency, and being able to be present and actually choose, you know, what's authentic for you in this moment, is a more ideal, you know, way of understanding and relating to our emotions.
Well said. You know, in my world, we are here, you know, I'm very purpose driven. I know a lot of my audience is purpose driven, and, you know, from my purpose is to evolve, to grow, to step into a higher resonance than maybe where I was yesterday, right? Ultimately tuning into the to what I would call the God self, the universal self, and that self that's connected to everyone and everything. So that I live from a place of oneness as a place from maybe a place from duality. So that's just where I am. But I want to say that, you know, I like what you said about frequency, because in the question I have, maybe you know this or maybe you don't, I don't know. Can we change our frequency? Can we change our resonance? You know, it's kind of the question that I think neuroscientists change with neuroplasticity, where people found that we can actually change our minds. We can grow cells. We can do things differently. Is that the same thing with resonance and frequency?
I mean, of course, right? Like you gave a very simple example of listening to sad songs after a breakup. You know, there's a desire to stay in a zone of familiarity, and that's because the function of the brain, as you would know, is to constantly prove itself right, you know. And so if you're waking up and you're saying the world's a terrible place, bad things happen to me, you know, your subconscious mind is taking the command, and it wants to reinforce that because it's trying to make you right, because being right kept us in a zone of predictability and familiarity. Mm-hmm. And that was safety. Being in an unfamiliar place is being read as some kind of threat on a neuro level. So of course we can change our frequency. You know, if you decided to listen to a different kind of music, maybe, you know, healing music or music that is connecting to happiness or expressing joy, excitement for life, right. Even if you're in a sad state, that frequency is influencing you in one way or another. So I mean, they're very, very simple examples. To recreate a baseline, I think, is a different question. And of course, it's achievable and it's possible. But this is going to take a level of commitment and discipline. And so if your baseline is anxiety, that's in your nervous system. And emotional triggers are happening in the nervous system. So there's a rewiring that needs to take place. And I think this is where a lot of things like talk therapy really kind of miss. They don't miss the point, but they miss the full picture. You know, we can't always just think our way out of something, talk our way out of something. When there's emotional baseline that is imprinted in your nervous system from, you know, pretty much since you were in the womb, that takes a repatterning on a somatic level. And I think that the first step is awareness. And then it's actually shifting the responses that we get triggered into, mm-hmm. or the reactions that we get triggered into in our day, so that it can rewire. But I mean, the short answer is yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think it takes awareness and commitment to do that.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I think the more we understand the purpose of the mind, and the more we understand how to repattern our brain waves through, you know, we can repattern, sure, we can repattern through visualization, through imaging and things like that, but we can also repattern through specific actions. And I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think when we can really understand what our actions are causing or not causing, I think we're closer to getting where we want. So let me ask you about the app. Are you in a place of raising capital? Are you in a place of private placement? Are you in a place of delivering it to the consumer? Where are you guys right now with the app?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I will be raising another bridge in the next 2 to 3 months. Mm-hmm. Before opening a much bigger round in May to June next year. So, of course, if there's any listeners in the venture space or private equity space, we'd love to chat. Okay. We're just about to go to market, so we're going to market in the next 6 months, and this is a really kind of crucial time for us, but a very exciting time.
Very exciting. Nicole, where can people get a hold of you? Why don't we put a website up there so that they can get a hold of you?
Of course, yes. So the website that Ken's linking you to is one way, or if you wanted to reach out to me directly, you can email me at nicole@loveoutloud.io.
Anyway, it's loveoutloud.io. Loveoutloud.io for my listening audience, loveoutloud.io, or you can, like Nicole said, just reach out to her with an email. That'd be great. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, though, I'm going to switch gears because Nicole has an amazing book out there, and I think you'd want to know about it. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from break. So for all of you that have listened today, I hope you've gotten a lot out of this show. I hope you'll continue to tell your friends and family about this show, and specifically go back and listen to this show a few times because there's a lot of information in here for you. Till next time, I hope you continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Till next week, take care. Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. How many times have you been upset in your lifetime? Just think about it. How many times did you get upset and then later maybe regret it? Maybe later thinking like, gosh, I shouldn't have been feeling that way. Maybe I should have mastered my mind and mastered my emotions. Maybe I need to think about this. Well, listen, I'm not big on shoulds, okay? But I'm big on change. I'm big on transformation. I'm big on helping you to up-level your life. And listen, if you're wearing your emotions on your sleeve, if you are a person that's creating a lot of drama in your life, or you maybe know somebody that's creating a lot of drama in your life or somebody else's life, this is a wonderful show for you because we're going to be talking about some technologies that you can actually use to start to master your mind, master your emotions. You know, emotions are over our actions. So, you know, actually, if you feel good, you're going to do better things, right? Actions are over our results. Results are over our destiny. But it all starts with consciousness, awareness, what you're focusing on. And of course, if you are being mindful, then you're gonna master these emotions that may be in your mind for quite a while. I have a very special guest today, and I can hardly wait to get to her. So I'm going to take a quick break, and we are going to be back, and we're going to be talking about you and how you can really change and have more peace, calmness, and joy in your life.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Hi everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Stop whitening your smile the old-fashioned way with strips and trays that can take 30 minutes to an hour. I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. When I met Dr. Gineker and he introduced me to PowerSwabs and I saw how effective they were and how easy they were to use, I knew we had to share it with the world. PowerSwabs was clinically studied to whiten natural teeth as well as stained caps, crowns, and veneers. It's so effective, it works on stains caused by coffee, tea, red wine, and even smoking. For those of you who have that one stained tooth, Power Swabs can target that area using swab precision.
I was actually able to take the swab and really get through some of those areas that are kind of like untreated. I can immediately see the shades getting brighter and brighter or whiter and whiter.
Order Power Swabs and receive up to 50% off the retail price. And as an added bonus, get a free quick stick pen with your order. Dial the number on your screen or visit powerswabs.com today.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I am talking to entrepreneur and creator of the new emotional app, plus author, multi-book author, Nicole Gibson. Nicole, oh, by the way, where are you calling in from today? Where are you at?
San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. I was just up there recently, and it was a great experience. Love San Francisco.
Yeah, let me know next time you're in town.
I will. Well, listen, okay, let's talk about your book called The Legacy Disorder and Legacy Disorder. So why did you write Legacy Disorder?
Well, that's a big question. So my first book was called Love Out Loud. That's where Love Out Loud actually began. So it was a deep exploration of love, and it really made sense that my next deep exploration would be power. Because as I stepped into, you know, facilitating many conversations about love as a result of writing Love Out Loud, power was this kind of unequivocal paradox that always came into the conversation. And I think we're living in a very auspicious time right now where never before have single individuals had the capacity to build basically startup companies that become trillion-dollar companies. Never before have we had individuals capable of making decisions on behalf of the whole collective. You know, we're tribal beings, and I think we're wired still in many ways to lead max of about 120 people, and yet we have very few individuals making decisions that will not just affect the current populace of the world, but for thousands of years to come. You know, we're in a technological revolution right now. We've created super intelligence, which is on an unstoppable trajectory. And my intent for writing Legacy Disorder was to ask the question, how do we really want to define legacy during this collective shift that we're going through? And it deeply explores how our attachment to the material, our attachment to instant gratification, which really is becoming worse, and that's the real cost of convenience, is stifling our ability to serve something much greater than ourselves and much greater than our life. And my argument in the book is for us to create a more altruistic world during this time, which is one of the probabilities as we get to create a utopia together. You know, what do we actually need to establish as our foundational mindset and culture collectively? And my argument is a big part of that is a relinquishing of the attachment to the fruits of our labor right now. We need to be willing to relinquish short-term gratification and serve a much, much more altruistic mission amongst other things.
Well, for when I think of legacy, I think of service. I think of being service to our families, service to our communities, service to our nations, our world, right? So I think of that. What do you think of legacy when you think of legacy, when you're leaving a legacy? What is that we're talking about here?
For sure. Yeah. It's what lives beyond us. That's my ultimate definition of legacy. And it really, I think in order to really be in alignment with that idea, there's got to be a detaching of the material, including our, you know, sensory experience to a degree. And I know that that's written through many spiritual disciplines and philosophies. And I believe that there's a reason for that, because we are this paradox as a human being, where in some ways immortal, and we have an infinite imagination, and we have a desire to live beyond our years on the planet, and yet we're also finite. You know, there's limitation to our physiology and the realities of life. And I think that we've moved more and more and more into an attachment of what limits us and what creates a finiteness about our experience because of how convenient our lives have become. And it's disconnected us from this pursuit on many levels to have legacy. And at the same time, we're creating technologies that are ultimately going to become a billion times more intelligent than us, you know, in the next several hundred years. So what are the implications of laziness and attachment to the material and super intelligence? And I think the combination of these two things has dire potentials for humanity, and we need to disrupt that and wake people up to the times that we're really living in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I couldn't agree with you more. And I believe that right now we are on the precipice of a cultural shift. It's a must. It's not something that we need to do. It's something we must do. Okay. And that cultural shift has to do with shifting our values, shifting our awareness, shifting the value from I to us, shifting it from me to ours. It's a place of being able to understand, I think at a much deeper level, being mindful about our actions on a consistent basis, why we're here, why we're not here, and being able to shift that if we're all to survive as a species. I think that there's a place that you're talking about where the supercomputers, the super intelligence, that's here already, that's being applied. In so many fields right now, we need to be not only cautious of it, but we need to embrace it in ways that can really support us with this cultural shift. So I think you're dead on with all of that. Legacy is so important. You know, I'm involved with a series right now with a fellow by the name of Irvin Laszlo. Irvin has written over 106 books. And we're doing something called the Upshift Conversations, and I'm going to encourage Irvin to reach out to you to have you part of that Upshift conversation around the world. But you know, this is an important topic. So listen, I've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to ask you, how do we get there? How do we get into legacy? I'll be right back. Yeah. Okay.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from Silac Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away.
If you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, administer insulin three or more times a day, or use an insulin pump.
Call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it is accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions.
And if you have Medicare or private insurance,
you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We will also provide free shipping of your new CGM and will bill your insurance company for you.
If you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, administer insulin three or more times a day or use an insulin pump. Call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Nicole Gibson, and we're talking about her new book, which is called Legacy Disorder. Nicole, how do we get to legacy?
How do we get out
of the disorder, and how do we get into the order of legacy?
I think that that's a really important way of framing that question. So, you know, disorder is a lack of order. And what creates this lack of order, what creates the lack of clarity, say, in our lives? And the book argues, I argue that it is attachment, you know, and I think on one hand, we have this cultural philosophy that the more we have, the more successful we are. And yet, I think it's actually a very, what feels like a counterintuitive path to get to a true legacy is actually about relinquishing those attachments. And as you said, serving, coming from a pure place of service, which requires breaking up with the attachment to instant gratification, a vision that's much bigger than us. And I think that there's so many layers to the character development, and the development of the soul, the spirit, you know, to have a human being be willing to basically, in a way, sacrifice their life and their comfortabilities for a mission and a vision greater than themselves. And so it's not, and I really discovered this through the book, this isn't a journey for everyone, I don't think. I think it's the ultimate pursuit of the hero's journey, and it's for the very few that I think have this existential like thirst inside of them, that there's a yearning to know what we're truly capable of and who we truly are, which is beyond the identity, which is beyond the attachments to the material, which is a massive journey of surrender. And I think this is why many people build a huge amount of material success and they find themselves in a place where they still feel unfulfilled and empty. And I really did write the book for those people, especially those who hold currently a significant amount of resource and wealth, as a kind of call to arms and an invitation, like, hey, it's not too late. You can distribute that wealth in a way that serves something far more than just your own kind of comfortability. And that's really where you're going to find this deeper fulfillment within you.
Well, I would just even reach out on my show today with that call. If you're in that place where you're feeling empty, you're feeling like there's something more, find a project that's going to better humanity and start to serve in that project. Step into it. Nicole's project right now, this new app, is one that's doing that. Maybe there's something there for you. But if it's not that, find something that is. I think that's the message here. I want to, I got a lot to ask. Okay. You know, I mean, you're propagating that less is more. Okay. You got all this stuff, you know, if you have so much stuff, and I've recently been going through a downsizing myself, purposeful downsizing, right. Yeah. And letting go of things. And I tell you what I found is that it's just as takes just as much time to go out and think about it and buy it as it does to sell it or let go of it. And you know, I mean, there's a lot of thought that has to go into this. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but anyway, I may be calling the Salvation Army really quick. Just come and pick it all up.
Yeah, that's one way.
One way. Yeah. But, you know, I think the key is, like you just said, detachment from our thinking in ways that is keeping us disempowered, right? One of the ways we disempower ourselves, I believe, is having too much stuff. Okay, that is one of the ways. But to let go of it, to detach, is difficult for a lot of people. Any thoughts on that?
Of course, yeah. Like it's not meant to be easy. You know, if it was easy, and I think the problem is there's an expectation that it's easy. I don't think anything is fulfilling really if it's too easy. And so we need to, I think first and foremost, break up with the idea that it's going to be. And once we can make peace with that and understand that there's a value and, a reason why we crave challenge and why we crave difficulty, then we can consciously choose the way that difficulty is experienced throughout our life. And in the absence of that, if we're constantly chasing an easy life, constantly chasing the easy route or the shortcut, or not having those difficult conversations, not taking on those challenges that push us to become a better version of ourselves, then life will inevitably choose the difficulty for us. And that's going to come in a multitude of different ways. It could be, you know, the loss of a loved one. It could be a health crisis. It could be a redundancy. You know, it could be a natural kind of disaster. There's so many ways it will happen anyway. And I guess one of the arguments I'm making in the book is it not better to understand that this is an inevitability? You know, pain is an inevitability. And so the way that we direct that pain, the way we choose difficulty, is going to be directly correlated to the level of empowerment we experience throughout our life.
Well, I really like, we're such kindred souls around that. You know, when I first woke up and the first voice that God spoke to me was, you've got to feel the pain to make the change. You got to feel it, right? You can't hide it. You can't not feel your what's been going on. You really need to not turn your emotions into shadows. You need to feel those emotions and realize what they're saying to us, right? So, and my other philosophy is do what's hard. Okay. You know, if you're doing the things trying to live in the flow or not ever, you know, have any conflict, I'm telling you, you're going down the wrong path, you know, because conflict helps us grow and become stronger. Feeling the pain to make the change. We get to understand what is going on. It doesn't mean we need to, and pain is a great motivator. Pain is also a great indicator that something's off. So it's the right philosophy. When people don't want to feel pain, they don't want to do the hard thing. What do you tell them?
Well, we all have our free will. I guess the wisdom that I've learned is, there's only so long you are going to be able to run away from pain before it starts to close in on you. And, I think for some, that's probably the infamous midlife crisis where you recognize that, okay, maybe that there's more, and I need a deeper sense of fulfillment. And I think even more terrifyingly for some, it's going to come in those final moments of life. And I know for me, that's one of my ultimate fears, to have only the perspective of hindsight at the end of my life and to think, there was so much I wasn't able to give, whether that is effort towards a dream or love in my heart, forgiveness, that I didn't connect with. You know, I think these are the things that ultimately will be the hardest to reconcile. And when we get comfortable understanding that pain is an inevitability, then I think our courage and our strength in any given moment is increased.
Absolutely. Well said. Very well said. So my audience, imagine yourself sitting in your rocking chair. You're now 80 or 90 years old. You're sitting there and you're looking back at your life and you have all these regrets. That's what she's talking about. Don't do that. Do what's difficult today. Do what you need to do to step into those areas that you need to learn, grow, evolve. A lot of this is done through mastering our emotions and understanding who we are at the essence, at the core of our being, and what's potentially possible for all of us. Most of us aren't living even close to our potential. I probably put myself in that category, but I do my best every day to change that, to step into it one day at a time with courage. All right, listen, I'm out of time here, Nicole. I got to run, but thank you so much for being here. This is very great and enlightening conversation. I hope to have more of you in the coming year on this show, because I think what you have going is exactly what this show is about. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Ken. Thank you to all your listeners as well.
So for all of you that have listened today, I hope you've gotten a lot out of this show. I hope you'll continue to tell your friends and family about this show, and specifically go back and listen to this show a few times, because there's a lot of information in here for you. Till next time, I hope you continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Till next week, take care.